Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, another great show. We have Helen Ward, Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, it'll be the great June Christie. We'll have Billy May, and right now, it's Johnny Mercer, Joe Stafford, the Pied Pipers, and Candy.
Because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me.
She understands me, my understanding candy.
And candy's always handy
when I need sympathy.
I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her.
She has taken my complete heart,
got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy.
It's gonna be just dandy
the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
Thank you. I'm hurrying home to you. I'm through with being lonely. I'm hurrying home to you. Don't you know you're my one and only? Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. And the quarrels of the past we'll keep in the past, there. I want to be in your arms, where I can hug and kiss you. I want to be in your arms, want to show you the way I miss you. Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. And to have you close is all that I'm thinking of. Giving a show for the people below as we fly. As we fly so high. Each single beat of the motors repeat with a sigh. Fly. I'm gonna be holding you. I don't care if the ride gets bumpy. Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. How to I'm through with being lonely. I'm hurrying home to you. Oh, don't you know you're my one and only? Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear, to heaven. I want to be in your arms, where I can hug and kiss you. I want to be in your arms, want to show you the way I miss you. Fast, fast, traveling fast, dear. And to have you close is all that I'm thinking of. To have you close, to love.
Kind of nice to hear Skyliner in something other than just an instrumental version. This was June Christie with some words to it. Charlie Burnett wrote it back in 1944, made it popular, and this was from a CD called Big Band Specials. Before that, it was Billy May and his orchestra with a Walter Donaldson tune from 1930 called, yes, a good tune, You're Driving Me Crazy. And we heard from the whole crew, Johnny Mercer, Joe Stafford, the Pied Pipers, with a Mac David Joan Whitley tune from 1944, number one tune, on 1945, called Candy. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. That song, by the way, in 1945 on this very day was number one. The number two song that day was I'm Beginning to See the Light with Kitty Callan singing along with Harry James. And the number three song on this day in 1945 was My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. A number of people recorded that, including the Pied Pipers. And actually, number four song was Smoke on the Water with Bob Willis. Well, it was, it was on this week back in 1940 that the radio program Take It or Leave It was first heard on CBS Radio. A guy by the name of Bob Hawk offered contestants a top prize now of $64. Actually, a lot of money back in 1940. Well, there were no parting gifts or consolation prizes that we could find. The losers just left. And the first train to pass over the mighty Mississippi River between Davenport, Iowa, and Rock Island, Illinois, made its journey on a newly completed bridge on this week, way back in, get this, 1856. Back to more music. Coming up, it'll be Artie Shaw. We'll have B. Wayne singing along with Larry Clinton's orchestra. And right now, it's Tommy Dorsey's orchestra and a Jack Leonard on vocal, and I Hadn't Anyone Till You.
Mm-hmm.
till you. I was a lonely one till you. I used to lie awake and wonder if there could be a someone in the wide world just made for me. Now I see I had to save my love for you. I never gave my love till you. And through my lonely heart demanding it, Cupid took a hand in it. I hadn't anyone till
in your name, it's for you to claim someday. I've been behaving myself for you, just you, no one but you. Because you'd never forgive a kiss I might give away. I'll keep myself to myself, and in the long run I'll win. I'll keep myself to myself, because I know that you've been saving your love for me, just me, and come what may. Until we're together, I'm saving myself for you. Thank you.
while during that last set, we featured three famous orchestras from the 1930s and 1940s, the last one being Artie Shaw. And I'm sure you remember this. It's a standard. 1940, it was one of the number one songs in 1940 called Frenesy. When I say number one songs, what I mean is that the songs that were played and got up to number one did so for only a short period of time, generally a few weeks to maybe a month. So you had a number of number one or number two songs during that year. We had a song from, I couldn't find much about this song, frankly. It's a good one, with Larry Clinton's orchestra featuring B. Wayne on vocal. B. Wayne was his main vocalist. And the song was Saving Myself for You. And we started with a famous one by Tommy Dorsey with Jack Leonard on vocal. This was recorded on this week back in 1938. It's a Ray Noble tune. He wrote the words and the music to I'd Hadn't Anyone Till You. I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. On this week, back in 1931, a contraption known as an autogyro landed on the lawn of this White House. Well, before the Secret Service could come out with guns blazing, President Herbert Hoover shook hands with the pilot, James G. Ray, and gave him a trophy. You can't get away with that today. And on this week, back in 1876, an eight-team National League team began its inaugural season. The crowd of 3,000 watched as Boston defeated Philadelphia 6-5. Well, that opening season consisted of just 70 games, a lot less than 162-game season played today, and there were no playoffs. The cities that were in this original eight-team league consisted of Cincinnati, Boston, Chicago, Hartford, Connecticut, Louisville, Kentucky, New York City, Philadelphia, and St. Louis. Let's get back to more music now. Coming up, it'll be Helen Ward singing along with Teddy Wilson. We'll have the Nat King Cole Trio, and right now it's the Benny Goodman Quartet and China Boy. Thank you.
those happy hours I spent with you, that lovely afterglow, most of all, I miss you so. Your sweet caresses, each rendezvous, your voice so soft and low, most of all, I miss you so. You once filled my heart with no regrets, no fears. Now you'll find my heart filled to the top with tears. I'll always love you and want you to. How much you'll never know, most of all, I miss you so. How much you'll never know, most of all, I miss you so. I'll always love you. Thank you.
was a rare recording of the Teddy Wilson Orchestra and Helen Ward singing along with that orchestra. The song was The Glory of Love, written by Billy Hill, back then, 1936. And this song got on the hit parade for not Helen Ward, but for Benny Goodman in 1936. Before that, it was Nat King Cole and his trio with a Ray Henderson tune called I Miss You So, recorded in June of 1947. And it was on this week back in 1936 that Benny Goodman and his trio, actually his quartet, recorded China Boy for Victor Records. He recorded it along with Gene Krupa, Teddy Wilson, and Lionel Hampton. And you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Glenn Miller. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Frank Sinatra, from Linda Ronstadt, and here's Glenn Miller and the famous Pennsylvania 65,000.
I found the man of my dreams. Now it seems this is
how the story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong, not for long. I can't see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can we be friends? Shame, and who's to blame? I thought I found a man I could trust. What a bust! This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? It couldn't go wrong, not for long. I can see the way this ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be, 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 can't we be friends?
Are those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, that heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you rouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch. There ain't no nicer witch than you. It's witchcraft, that cuckoo witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It is such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you, than you, than you.
Oh, you're a fine witch.
Oh, folks, it doesn't get much better than that. And that was, oh, such a good piece. Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee wrote that back in 1957. It's called Witchcraft, done so well by Sinatra, backed up by Nelson Riddle. And we heard Nelson Riddle backing up Linda Ronstadt, one of her best tunes ever, called Can't We Be Friends, written back in 1929 by Kay Swift and Jim Warburg. And the incomparable Glenn Miller with a Jerry Gray tune called Pennsylvania 65,000, number 5 on the hit parade in 1940. And that song was recorded on this week, by the way, back in 1944 on Blueberg Records. Well, on this week back in 1889, at noon, the sound of a gunshot was the only signal needed for thousands of settlers to rush into the Oklahoma Territory to claim their pieces of land. Seems that the U.S. federal government had purchased almost 2 million acres of land in central Oklahoma from the Crete and Seminole Indians and opened it up to settlers to claim their stakes. The purchase was made under pressure of cattle ranchers who were unhappy about it because they needed more land for grazing. Let's get back to more music, and it'll be three great ones coming up. We have Michael Bublé, we have Count Basie, and here's Ella, Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman. And the song, It Never Entered My Mind.
I don't care if there's powder on my nose. I don't care if my hairdo is in place. I've lost the very meaning of repose. I never put a mud pack on my face. Oh, who'd have thought that I'd walk in a daze? Now I never go to shows at night, but just to matinees now. I see the show and home I go. Once I laughed when I heard you saying that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself, and now I even have to scratch my back myself. If you scorn me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my head.
birds flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
Anthony Newley wrote it back in 1964. Michael Bublé sang it. It was called Feeling Good. What a magnificent piece of music. Before that, we heard another great piece of music called Broadway, written by Teddy McRae and played by the Count Basie Orchestra from his CD called Finest Hour. And we heard from Ella, and Ella recorded this song back on this week back in, well, actually, she didn't. She had a birthday. Born on this week back in 1918, Ella recorded It Never Entered My Mind in August of 1956, written in 1940 by Rodgers and Hart. Most popular version of this was by Frank Sinatra. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, on this week back in 1936, the famous Bob Feller made his pitching debut with the Cleveland Indians. He struck out 15 St. Louis Browns in the first outing. And then 3 weeks later, he tied the American League record by striking out 17 Philadelphia Athletics. And speaking of pitchers, on this week back in 1914, Babe Ruth, playing for the Baltimore Orioles, made his pitching debut in pro ball. He shut out the Buffalo Bisons 6-0. We have time for one more, and it's a good one. Here's Oscar Peterson. Folks, time is not being kind to us. We're running out of it. This is Oscar Peterson with a George and Ira Gershwin tune called Oh Lady Be Good. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.